Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Danny Parkins.
We've got Craig Counsell joining us.
What do you think of Breakfast Ball? 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports with our boy Danny Parkins. Yeah, any review?
You know, Danny was great on the radio.
Co-host of Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1.
And we're talking Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA.
A couple crazy ideas. Would we ever make dunks worth 3 points?
You can laugh at that if you want.
Yeah, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, I never want to say never about anything. I don't think that makes sense to me.
Okay. Another thing that we do, I'm the math guy on the show, make threes worth four and make twos worth three. We change the math. And then all of a sudden you're shooting less threes.
Yeah, and I mean this seriously. I think for the NBA, it's not that we're necessarily stuck in tradition. You know, I'm not against doing new things if we have a reason to believe that we're fixing, that they will fix the problem. I'm not sure those suggestions solve that, and I think they seem radical.
They are.
He abandoned us.
Throwing is a very specific thing. You either learned to do it and did it a whole bunch, or you didn't, and you pitched like Danny.
Yeah. Wow, I was not expecting the sideswipe of Danny.
That came out.
Danny Parkins with Spiegel and Holmes.
That is the story of the game. So I'm with my Slim Reaper friend over here.
On 670 The Score.
I like that as a nickname for Danny Parkins. Slim Reaper.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I know there have been other people who have had it too. Like Kevin Durant has had that. But he's getting ready to retire. And Danny's coming into his prime. So I think the name should probably transfer to him. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. This has been the Breakfast Ball, like, post-game edition here. Schlereth was on middays, and now Danny is here with us on afternoons. You guys had the commissioner of the NBA on. Things seem to be going well, sir.
Things are going well. Lawrence, Grody, good to see you. I did not know that Stink was on with with Layla and Marshall. That's awesome. I have to be totally candid with you guys. Can I be candid for a second?
Yeah, feel free.
Go ahead, Stink.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, if in that open that Tanny does, you know, one of the times that you guys had me on, we interrupted a midday bath. I woke up from my midday nap about 11 minutes ago. In the time that I was asleep, because I was off Twitter for about 90 minutes before I laid down for my nap, Aaron Rodgers became a Steeler, the White Sox got sold, and Elon and Trump had a breakup. Like, what the hell happened in the world? I feel like I went to sleep and I woke up and the whole world was different. Like, unbelievable.
It's true, so, yeah. Danny, that you miss a lot.
My God.
Every now and again, like, you take a little bit of time and then things are different. What's your – I don't know if you've read the open statement from the White Sox. And
I did.
It seems like it's cool, it also seems like Jerry's like he's going to have control, but not for a while of this thing.
Yes. Okay. I understand the idea of like, you're going to get your new bicycle Christmas 2034. Like I understand that that is like a cruel and unusual joke to play on your kid. It'd be like if I told Owen, who graduated from pre-K today, like, we're going to get you the Nintendo Switch with the Sonic game when you turn 9. Like, it would be very cruel to do to a child. But I feel like White Sox fans, like, you can't have it both ways. Because the news could have been, nah, we changed our minds, and we're going to just keep the team within the family forever. Uh-huh. So, like, this is a light at the end of the tunnel situation. Would it be better if it was just done and, you know, by the All-Star game, the Ishbias were in complete control? Of course, like, that would be better, but don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Like, you're still going to get the Sonic video game Christmas of 2034 at the latest. So is it perfect? No, but it's still pretty damn good.
It's a long time, and Owen will be driving when all yeah, this stuff exactly. goes on. It's this exactly. it's this sentence, Danny, that has got me uncomfortable. Where they're explaining the timeline, and then there is no assurance that any such future transaction will occur. And in no event will such a transaction take place before 2029.
No way, shape,
or form. Yeah, they're pacing themselves, Lawrence. Yeah. They're pacing themselves. You know what this is? This is in 5 years, Jay Leno's going to give the Tonight Show.
Yes. That's a great pull, Danny.
That's so good.
And don't worry, nothing's going to go wrong. What's going to happen is, like, Ishbia is going to get control of the White Sox in 2039. And then in 2031, Jerry Reinsdorf's going to be like, actually, I want to run the White Sox for the first 4 innings. Is that a problem? Like,
oh, man. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I got to say, like, when I heard the news breaking, I happened to hear it on the Score. I heard Layla and Marshall talking about it, and they were reading it.
Great place to hear it, yeah.
But yeah, great place to hear it. They were very serious about it. My first reaction was, yes, it's actually happening. We're getting somewhere. I know that this has been out there in the DNA. We've all talked about it. There's been stories and reports and all of that. But this is the first time where, okay, we're getting somewhere. It's in writing. So I think maybe I am one of those people who is accepting being pacified by Jerry Reinsdorf because he is showing us an end game in something where a lot of us never thought that there would be an endgame. And to the point you just made, Danny, maybe there won't be an endgame. Maybe something ridiculous will still occur. So I feel like there might be a lot of people who are okay with this, even though it's as convoluted and far off as it actually is.
Yeah, maybe the White Sox will end up playing all their games on TBS, like Conan. Like, who knows? Like, this is going to be a weird thing. It's not conventional. It's not easy. It's not linear. But would it be the White Sox if it was easy?
Like, correct.
Would it be the White Sox if it was just like a good, clean break and you're like, oh, and tomorrow you have your version of Steve Cohen. Congratulations. Like, no, it's not supposed to be easy. You're the White Sox. You don't want it to be good, clean, and easy. So, and here's the thing. Like, What the old Obama line, right? Like, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. This is good news. It's good news.
Yeah.
It's not perfect news. Uh-huh. You don't know that the next guy is going to be better.
That's, you know, Danny, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that because there have been people that have been in the text line or in folks in the mob, and they're like, well, anyone but Reinsdorf. And I'm like, careful, Balky, because you would have said the same thing about Garpax, and then you ended up getting Garpax again.
Yeah.
Right. I hear you, like, right. But don't confuse what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that it's going to be worse.
I mean,
I just don't know that it's going to be better.
We'll see.
Right? It might not be better. It's hard to imagine it being worse. So I think that in that scenario, you're in pretty good shape. It is a day to celebrate if you're a White Sox fan, even if when you have to explain to your friends and family why you're celebrating, it's like the iTunes user agreement. Like there's like a little bit of fine print. You got it. Like it's a little complicated. You don't really know exactly what you're clicking accept on, but you know that the new iPhone is dope. Like that's really what you're doing here. Like, but don't make it. It's good news. Yeah. We just don't know when it's good news and how good news it is yet.
Not perfect. I think you put it well. It's not perfect news.
So, Danny, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. How you feeling about that?
Yeah, Danny.
I mean, I said that literally like week 16 of last season that the Steelers were the team that makes sense. We at Breakfast Ball did like a whole mock-up of him in a Steelers jersey, and it was funny because the one that they did, they like superimposed him on Justin Fields, and so he had an arm sleeve, which I thought was hilarious. This is the thing that has made sense, because what I have had an issue with Aaron Rodgers for the last 3 years is that he has gotten so much airtime, so many takes, so many column inches without ever playing in a meaningful football game.
Right.
Right? Because he's deserving of the attention and the drama and the sideshow based on his football career. The only guy ever with more MVPs is Peyton Manning. He's one of the most talented guys in the history of the sport. He's now just an old diva conspiracy theorist who has been like red-pilled and his algorithms messed up his brain like tens and tens of millions of people. But the guy can still sling it. Like the end of his season last year with the Jets, the eye test, he passed it. He looked pretty good. So now he goes to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh can have Mitch Trubisky, they can have Duck Hodges, they can have Mason Rudolph, they can have anybody, and it's like their floor is 9 wins. So they're going to play interesting, meaningful football games. Like Aaron Rodgers is going to play Lamar Jackson. He's going to play Joe Burrow. He's going to play the Bears. He's going to play the Packers. Like that at least on shows like mine, that it almost feels like it's contractually obligated to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Well, we also talk about the Steelers because they're nationally relevant and play huge games in an interesting division and are on national TV all the time. So while I don't think he's going to win a playoff game for them or win a Super Bowl for them, I do at least think that he will now play in meaningful football games and be interesting and therefore worthy of the discussion and the sideshow that comes along with Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I was saying this to Lawrence earlier too, Danny. It just feels like it. I know it's Aaron Rodgers and you laid out the point well that he played better, like passed the eye test at the end of last season. It just feels desperate from the standpoint of Pittsburgh. Like,
oh, it is?
This is them conceding that they have not been able to figure out quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, obviously.
Yeah, it is desperate. But like their options were Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and what else? Right? Like this year's quarterback class was not considered last year's quarterback class, where you had 6 quarterbacks go in the top 12.
Or right? Next year's quarterback class.
Right. Or next year's quarterback class. So what was their option this offseason?
What was the plausibility of like Kirk Cousins? Did that come up as a discussion?
It had been talked about over the last like 2 weeks that maybe they might trade for Kirk Cousins.
Like that would feel better for some reason. Like I could get on board with that.
Yeah, and he has, you know, familiarity in that system, you know, but more people think he would make sense for the Browns because of Stefanski, but they've decided to go with whatever the hell Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders is.
Does anybody, by the way, think it's not going to be Shedeur Sanders by the end of the year because everybody's just going to want to see what it looks like?
If it isn't, there's a problem.
Well, I mean, hold on, though. Not to talk too much Browns quarterbacking, but they drafted Dylan Gabriel 2 rounds before Shedeur Sanders.
They're gonna cut Dylan Gabriel.
It's not like this is some sort of mandate by the Cleveland Browns that they believe in Shedeur Sanders.
No, but
that fifth round pick seemed to be like, okay, fine.
Like, but everybody's gonna want Shedeur. Like I'm talking about like the public pressure in sports talk radio. Everybody's gonna just want to see, even if it sucks and it shouldn't be seen. Everybody's gonna want to see it, and that stuff gets into organizations' heads.
It certainly could. And like Kirk Cousins v. Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers, I suppose is a legitimate debate. But Aaron Rodgers just costs them money. Kirk Cousins is much more expensive. You'd have to trade something for him. Like what Atlanta did last year at quarterback, we don't have a great comp for in NFL history. They gave the guy $180 million and then used the 9th overall pick on a quarterback. Like, it was crazy what the Falcons did last year. And so I don't know what Atlanta is doing, but as of now, they want to go with both Penix and Cousins. So I think for Pittsburgh, like, again, it's a deal with the devil, but it's a deal with the devil for a year, as opposed to giving up real assets to make a commitment to a mediocre quarterback for a long time.
Can I pitch a segment for tomorrow's breakfast ball?
Please.
Should Aaron Rodgers request to wear number 12?
Ooh, I like it. The old Abdul Carter, where he requests 56, and he's like, why can't I wear 56 for the Giants? What's the problem?
and I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
12 is not retired. Okay. It just hasn't been given out. It's like 54 with the Bears. Certainly. Because the Steelers have a lot of retired numbers too, and we do know that Terry Bradshaw has been taking quite a few shots at Aaron Rodgers. I just wonder if this is a way for Aaron Rodgers to go, I see your shot, and I offer you this shot. I'd like to wear number 12.
Yeah, the Steelers won't do that to Terry, and I'm glad you mentioned the history of Terry taking shots at Rodgers, because a pretty big one happened on this time slot on this radio station with Dave Wanstead, where he called him dumber than a box of rocks.
That was here.
Go chew bark.
Which is incredible, because I don't know. I'm sure Tanny remembers, because he remembers everything. We gave Bradshaw like the opportunity to like circle back on it, and he's like, "What did I call him? Dumber than a box of rocks? Okay, yeah, I guess I did. I guess I did say that." And he just doubled down. My guess is he goes with 8, right? My guess is he goes with his college number.
That would make sense. I just think that he is so petty that even if he knows that he's going to end up with 8, that he might want to do it just for the spectacle of it.
Yeah, it's a good thought, and it would be a hilarious first moment.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to make you wait for whatever, we're June 3rd or whatever it is. So we are 5 months post Super Bowl. And then the first thing I do as a member of the Steelers is create a distraction with the best quarterback in your franchise history.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. That would be.
Well,
would
he's
be
just dumb in a box of rocks, isn't he?
There it is.
God, that was so good. That was so enjoyable.
Nice job, baby T.
Yeah, baby T.
Baby T.
That's a good job by you getting that done.
That was hilarious. I'm taking us backstage. I'm just doing it because of baby T. Automatically, when he hears that, of course, like a good producer, he's looking all over for it. And unfortunately, Chris Tannehill had to leave, so he just like has been put right in the seat. And Lawrence is like, "Don't worry, baby T. It's okay. It's okay, baby T."
I didn't know. I'm sorry to call for audio.
Oh no, it's okay.
It was a really good test for baby T.
He crushed it.
And he crushed it.
He just crushed it. Nobody knows.
Should we listen to Cora get fired as Red Sox manager?
All right, now you're pushing it.
You can find that. No, I think Julio destroyed it again.
I think you're right about that. As a station, we're really excited that the Cubs for Cure Radiothon is back. July 31st, Danny Parkins will return. That email was sent out today. I don't know if you got it. I don't know if Mitch remembered to put you on the email, Danny. But the whole station group got the email today, and we're super excited that you get an opportunity to share and help other people heal and raise a lot of money for a great cause.
Yeah, thank you. And yes, Mitch is BCCing me on some of the staff emails.
Okay.
I'm seeing the misspellings. I'm seeing the typos. I'm seeing the run-on sentences.
It feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want to know what his world record is for words in a subject line of an email, because it's absolutely incredible what he's capable of. It's very exciting that the Cubs sent out the press release and announced it today. It's the true professional honor that the Score, Fox, the Cubs have allowed me to kind of still spearhead this thing for as long as the Radiothon is going to continue into the future. And some real exciting things, like, you call up Hochberg, the suite is available. You call up Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy. He's in for a sponsorship. Our good friends at Rinaldi's and Benchmark, Four Corners, the tremendous hospitality group in Chicago. Benchmark actually just hosted a Brain Up Young Professionals event. Brain Up, of course, the organization that I'm on the board of directors of, that's a beneficiary of a lot of the Radiothon funding near and dear to my heart for brain cancer research in honor of my brother Brad. The Danny Parkin special, I know we sent some of those to you guys today ahead of your birthday. By the way, Lawrence, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Big milestone birthday, by the way.
Yes, it is.
39. Congrats, man.
Again, for the 11th
39
year.
39 again.
Yes.
It's very impressive. But no, but Rinaldi's is back on board for a $10,000 sponsorship for a full hour. Could not ask for a better partner there. And, you know, the hour-for-hour sponsors are coming together. The patients' testimonials are coming together. The doctors' testimonials. We're going to have something really cool this year that I can't give all the details out on, but at least one, maybe two patients with glioblastoma, so with terminal brain cancer, not only will be in studio telling their stories, but they also will be sponsoring hours of the Radiothon.
Wow.
Which is going to be just a very cool, powerful thing that they're going to kind of be dedicating some of their money and funds to research in their own name while they are still, you know, fighting the good fight. So that's never been done before, to my knowledge, in one of these things. So I'm really looking forward to that. There are going to be patients who were on last year's Radiothon that will be back. Unfortunately, a few people have passed away since last year, so we will be honoring them. It is going to be a very, very – Eddie Olchek just confirmed with me in the last 24 hours that he's in to host a full hour in studio. He's going to be in town this year, so Eddie O will be telling his story in person. So many more things to go, working on this literally every day in the lead up to the Radiothon. And it's just, you know, it's the honor of a lifetime to be able to do this in honor of my brother Brad and everybody facing cancer. And what I would still say, I remember the first Radiothon for Austin Harvest, my friend David Hochberg came in and he was like, what about banks? In terms of like, why aren't more banks on board? And we got a title sponsorship still available because I'm not selling it for cheap. Maybe it won't happen until next year's Radiothon, but there's got to be a company out there who wants to be philanthropic forward and put their name on this thing and write a big check that's tax deductible. Think about, you know, Ryan Sandberg last year announcing that he was cancer free and what that moment was. There are going to be moments like that again on this Radiothon. It's an amazing cause. You get to be in partnership with the Score, with the Chicago Cubs, 100%, because another thing, and I'm rambling, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
There are, and I'm very proud of this. There is no overhead. So all these, like you know, I'm on the board of directors at Brain Up. We have our 5K September 21st, excuse me. Last year we raised about $600,000, but there's overhead. There's permits and security and t-shirts and the financial hosting of a website. Like, there's cost associated with it. You MC a gala, you got to rent the ballroom and give people an open bar and steak, and there's cost. I can honestly say we raised $554,000 last year during the Radiothon. $554,000 went to research. 100% of money raised during the Radiothon goes to cancer research. So get at me on Instagram, email, Twitter, call the Score, email me. They will put you in contact. Let's figure out a way to raise a ton of money this year for cancer research. July 31st to August 1st, the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is back.
And you work with a guy named Stink. If that doesn't get him, then I don't know what will.
I don't know what will.
Yeah.
I don't know what will.
Oh, and on that note, putting together, don't have the details yet, so I can only give like 30%. Maybe I should have saved this. But putting together something for mob members might only be for four people, but we're going to have something at the Radiothon where we're going to organize the ability for mob members to have a trip to New York.
What?
And they can come see the show, meet Stink, meet Carton. Maybe going to do it around a Cubs game. Maybe do it around a Yankees game.
Okay.
But like fancy New York dinner, New York baseball game, airfare. Like, I don't have all of the details on it yet, but it's going to be a very exclusive thing for some of the most diehard mob members of the old Parkinson Spiegel show to come to New York, see Breakfast Ball. We're going to fly you out there, and then I'm going to treat you to, you know, 24 to 48 hours in New York. So I have 30% of that done, but we're working on it every day. It's going to be an amazing event.
Will Jeff Agress be documenting the situation too? Will he be there as well?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Agress bumping me from the rankings because I took the TV job. It was a little upsetting.
You're out, pal. Upsetting. You're out. Yeah. Maybe the radiothon will get you back.
You know, you're out to bigger and better things, and that's a good thing that you continue to still show some of that power for a power ranking here in Chicago.
Don't they have a list there? Are you on the list in New York yet or not? What's going on?
No, that's the thing. I'm vain, Grody. Now I'm at the bottom. Now I'm not even on list.
You're not on a list yet.
On list.
Okay.
Now all the lists have Cowherd and Nick on it and not me.
Oh, okay.
And those are your guys, though, so you got to be happy for them.
I am happy for that. Oh, and by the way, I can also say Cowherd and Nick will be involved in the radiothon in some way, too.
Nice.
So We're calling in the big guns. The big guns this year.
I like it. Danny, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you whenever you guys want. Thank you.
Bye, Danny.
That is Danny Parkins of FS1. We need to take a break because this White Sox thing is huge. John Greenberg has been covering it for The Athletic. We're going to talk with him about it next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Beagle and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on The Score.
I'm going to couch this so nobody writes that I thought of selling. Friends of mine have said, why don't you sell? Why don't you get out? And my answer always has been, I like what I'm doing, as bad as it is. And what else would I do? I'm a boring guy. I don't play golf. I don't play bridge. what else would I do? And I want to make it better. I want to make it better before I go.
There's been a lot of news on the White Sox over the last 24 hours. And I guess if you had to categorize it, the news is good? Question mark. Justin Ishbia is going to be more involved over the next few years, but only with cash infusions. And then there's the possibility of him getting more controlling shares between 2029 and 2033. And then he has the option to buy controlling shares in 2034. If Jerry wants to. So that's kind of what's going on with the White Sox.
He can pick up his own options, basically.
Yeah. it's a long option. Way down the road. But John Greenberg has been chronicling a lot of this stuff for The Athletic, and he was nice enough to give us a few minutes. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, John, what was your read when you saw the statement that the White Sox put out?
Well, I mean, just that it was, you know, about time. Like, when I broke this story in February, you know, the Sox put out a statement to me, and I was the only, they told me, like, no one had even inquired. I was nervous someone else was going to beat me to it. And then no one else had inquired, and they said that there was no talk of pathway to control. But every other person I talked to for the story said there's absolutely going to be a pathway to control, because why would Justin Ishbia, who is a billionaire, pass up on a chance to buy another team, even if it's the Twins, to give more money to Jerry Reinsdorf, to have absolutely no say in anything, because he is like Steinbrenner. There's nothing more than limited than a limited partner of Jerry Reinsdorf. So it didn't make a lot of sense. So I knew some of the people involved in kind of brokering this, some of the big investment firms and lawyers. So it just made sense this was going to take a while to kind of, you know, get written down and everything to be agreed upon. Because when I heard about this, I heard there was going to be a runway of 4 to 5 years to go from limited to control. So that didn't surprise me.
That runway, John, like, what is Reinsdorf really just wanting that runway because he truly loves owning a baseball team? Or why not do this sooner? Why does he have the until 2034, essentially, option in his back pocket?
Yeah, I don't know if there's like some tax reasons or some estate planning reasons. You know, I'm going to inquire about that for that. But I think it's because, yeah, he likes owning this team. He likes showing up every day. I mean, that's one thing we know about Jerry is he loves owning the White Sox. He is at a lot of games, if not, you know, the majority of them at home. So this is just what he likes. And like the clip you guys played, he hasn't learned bridge. He's 89. I don't foresee him calling Omar Sharif and figuring out how to play bridge. So I think this is what he wants to do. And, you know, I put in my story that quote, you know, I did the news story today on it, that, you know, he's going to continue to be the sole decision maker, which I thought was an interesting.
Yeah. There was a lot of language in that, John, that honestly made me uncomfortable, to tell you the truth. Like, it felt like, yeah, we just kind of want to let everyone know who's still in charge, and this is we're going to do.
Yeah, that was. But I wrote, sole decision maker for a club that lost an MLB record 121 games last year and is in last place in the American League this year. So if you want to be in sole control of that club and you want to brag about that, you know, hey, it's his world.
What do you think the infusion of cash over the next two seasons does for the White Sox? Like, if you're a fan that's reading, yeah, it's going to help, you know, pay down some of the debt. How should a Sox fan look at that? And should they think, oh, well, then maybe baseball operations will get some more money?
Yeah, I think that would make sense. I think it's going to be more for, right, like the infrastructure type stuff, right? You know, like things like that. Maybe it's more, you know, if they need money for stuff in spring training or at their training facilities. I don't think it's generally going to be for players right now. That wouldn't make a ton of sense given where the team is. I think it's going to, you have to tie this to the stadium, right? Like, I mean, he's someone who can fund a stadium. So is that going to be starting a process of renovation at the current stadium? Are they going to really try to jam another stadium in the 78 now that the fire have called dibs? Or is it just, you know, to have that money, it gives you, when you have that money, it gives you a lot more options with any other kind of stadium locations. So I think the money, my guess would be put towards something more substantial than just, like, you know, signing a free agent.
How do you think fans should react to this news today?
I mean, I think somewhat happy, right? Happy that it's finally, like,
in writing.
Put in writing.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Like, I know people aren't happy it's not going to come right away, but I mean, like, again, when I reported in February, I said it's not going to happen right away. Like, I think people kind of knew that. In another sense, Jerry's 89. So he doesn't have, I mean, 2034, like, is very, I hope Jerry lives forever, but that's pretty optimistic, right? So, you know, the question I had, like, if you look at the writing of it, and like Lawrence said, the writing is really interesting, is it, I think they kind of include, like, or, like, there was under no circumstances could have happened before 2029. So would that mean if Jerry, for some reason, you know, it passes away, would his kids then control it till 2029? And then could they do, you know what I mean? Like, that was the part that was kind of, like, I was wondering about a little bit.
Me too. The idea of a succession plan without the actual Reinsdorf children being involved in it in a short-term situation is fascinating to me.
Yeah, and listen, in February I wrote that Reinsdorf came to Ishby about this. That's what I found that out for pretty good sources, that this wasn't him saying going to Jerry. Jerry came to him because he knew about the interest in the twins. And so, like, I think, you know, there are people out there, especially people connected to Jerry or connected to the White Sox, that were like, they made it sound like Ishby was kind of pushing this and pushing it out, which certainly wasn't the case from my perspective. I think this is an idea of, like, kind of estate planning, of Jerry kind of getting, and his kids getting this in order, because it's a huge deal.
The other news that's happened with the White Sox over the last 24 hours has to do with CHSN. And I would say that this is really good news for half of the viewing audience in Chicago that still has Comcast as their cable provider and Xfinity as their cable provider and Comcast as their internet provider. The games are going to make their way over to Comcast, John. So is that something to celebrate?
I mean, yeah, now the all these fans that are complaining actually have to watch the White Sox. So, like, you know, it's not exactly – like, be careful what you wish for, right? I think it's great. I mean, this is, again, something that's really overdue. I can't believe, you know, they went the whole basketball and hockey season. But, again, like, other markets have dealt with this for years.
Yep.
You know, I mean, L.A. had it with the Dodgers. Most of the people weren't getting those games.
Denver.
So Chicago's actually been pretty – right, Denver, Houston. And we wouldn't have Layla if not for, like, the disaster in Houston. So, like, I think Chicago's been pretty lucky, you know, with the RSNs. And thankfully the fans didn't really miss much this year with the Bulls and the Blackhawks, nor do they miss much so far in this White Sox season. So it's a really good news, and it's kind of nice to see, like, the White Sox, all these things – kind of getting in order next, and who knows, maybe they'll have stadium news soon. Maybe that's the next domino to fall, or it's just, you know, the next news is Shane Smith's All-Star nod. Either one.
I mean, you're right. It's been a good run. You got a Pope. You got a new owner. You got a TV deal. There's a lot going on. That's a very good thing. One more thing before I let you go, because I know that you got stuff that you need to do, and we appreciate you making time for us today, John. From what people have told you, is there room at the 78 for the White Sox?
You know, that's a great – and I was trying to look at, like – I was literally pulling up, like, maps yesterday, trying to, like, figure it out, like, the maps they've made of it. And I talked to a guy yesterday I know who's actually – is a corporate real estate attorney who works in stadium deals out – like, not in – some in Chicago, some outside the market. He said it's possible, like, that, you know, but, like, not, like – yes, it's easy to fit two stadiums in there. I mean, I've walked around. Have you guys walked around it?
Yeah, I love it. Is it Ping Tom Park?
It's good.
Oh, it's so beautiful down there.
Do you think they could fit two in there? Like, that seems to be awfully tight.
I think that the infrastructure for it too, like trying to get people in and out of there, seems real. I think the a fire stadium is perfect, and any more than that might be overkill.
That's kind of what I agree with you. That's what I went and walked around that, like, the Sodfather's Field of Dreams he built there. I just didn't see, like, a baseball stadium with the parking. I think the rate is something like 70, it's like, or 60 something acres, right? I looked it up the other day, or 62 acres, whatever it is. It's the rate in all those parking lots together are like, you know, basically the equivalent of what they have there, I think. So that would be, if you could put two stadiums there, there'd be no parking. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that makes, if it's such a good idea when it's, you have to force it in that much.
John, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Congratulations on all the success at The Athletic, and thanks for helping us out with this story.
Anytime for you guys.
Bye.
That is John Greenberg of The Athletic. Read his stuff. He's been on the Ishbia stuff for sure. Look, we have done more than half of today's show, and Mark Grody is sitting right there.
Bears?
And we have not talked
Bears
with him. Guess what?
Bears.
We're going to change that.
Oh, Bears.
Next.
Bears.
On the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried. So.
That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm trying to not worry as much, but it's difficult for me. So I do like occasionally when I am pushed in directions of fun and a little bit of surprise here and there. So thanks to Mitch Rosen for the surprise party today. More importantly, thanks to Rinaldi's. Thanks to Huck Finn. Alex, Rinaldi sent the Nico Horner pizza here.
They did. I tried it. It was delicious.
What's on the Nico?
So the Nico Horner pizza, sorry if I butcher this, but it's light cheese, pepperoni, some hot honey on top, pineapple, extra well done.
Oh, what? Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's my jam, but interesting.
It's very interesting, and yeah. We're glad that they were a part of everything today. It's very nice of everyone here at Odyssey Chicago. And I think I'm taking all of this as like a compliment, like the idea of like, I think Carla from V96 was like, you're 50. And I'm like,
yeah.
Black don't crack.
Your mom was hilarious about that because I was like, can you believe this guy's 50? And your mom was like, yeah, how old does that make me? Yep. I'm like, I got you. That's exactly my mom's thinking too. It's like, yeah, that makes her, puts her in her 80s.
Yeah,
Lawrence, I told you before the show that the way that you described your parents, I met your parents for the first time, you described them perfectly.
They're adorable,
they are,
right?
Adorable.
Like,
yes,
and now like, my little adorable dad.
Yeah, and now I just imagine him watching the Bears on Thanksgiving Day.
Lawrence, get in here. What is this all about?
No, he just sat there stunned.
Sat there quietly.
He sat there stunned. My mother had to come over and turn the TV off and tell him to come to dinner.
Do you remember the moment at which he was stunned, or were there multiple moments? I would love to know if there was a moment.
So he was sitting there. And we were enjoying the game because I had said to him at halftime, I said, you know, I don't like the way the announcers are talking about this game because this game is actually closer than what the score indicates.
Oh, boy, it's the Washington game.
No, the Detroit game, Thanksgiving.
Okay, go ahead.
So then as the Bears start to mount a comeback, he gets excited. And then he's watching it. So my dad is a logician. Stuff needs to make sense to him. So he's sitting there watching the clock winding down, and he's like, what are they doing? And I was like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're now going to have to run a play. Like, they're not, like, this is it. Like, this is the play that they're going to have to run. So this is happening in real time. The ball is incomplete. My mother had pushed back dinner to let us watch the game. And so she's like, okay, well, the game's over. So I get up because I'm like, I now know what I'm doing for the rest of the night. I'm going to go home, do a podcast, and start talking Bears with people and be on watch for someone to get their ass fired tomorrow. Yes, so I'm like, I'm going to eat and tell my parents I got to go. My dad is just sitting there on the couch, and he's sitting there just, and you saw him today. He's just kind of sitting there going, what? What are they doing? And so he sat there, Groats, he sat there for like 5 minutes of just kind of like, is there more game? Is someone throw a flag?
That's awesome.
Is there something?
Oh.
And my mother just came over and she's like, you're done watching this game. She turned off the TV and was like, come to dinner.
Oh my God. His sensibilities were insulted.
Yes.
The logician in him, as you said, cannot compute.
Yes.
And
it broke him.
It broke him. And I don't think you had to be a logician, by the way, to know that something horrible was happening at the end of that game.
So then at dinner, he's like, wait, they had a timeout left, right? And I said,
yes, Dad.
Yes, they did, Pop. They had a timeout left. And so the next day when Eberflus was fired, he was like, you deserved it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was that the one time? So his mom told me today that there was one time that his father swore that he's ever heard.
Yeah, your dad
swear.
I have was personally it, never heard my father.
It was during a Bears game.
That's unbelievable.
I've never heard him swear.
Bears.
Because for him.
Grody, how many Bears?
Bears. I don't know. Do I take Bears away? I mean, I don't like the idea of this kind, sweet man using profanity, which he has never used in his life because of Bears.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's Bears. Right now, Bears.
Yeah.
There's an indictment going on here in my head with the Bear. You know, it's so funny you say that because as your dad is trying to make logic of it, after that game, literally, it was Jason Leisure. We were gathering around his iPad, myself and a couple other reporters, and we're like getting out the plays, and we're like,
and you're like, there was a timeout left.
Yes.
Why didn't they call
it? We're going through every second of the game. We're watching it because we need to know what questions to ask when we get in the locker room. But it had gotten to that point where it was just so ridiculous.
When I saw Caleb Williams walk to the left side of the line, I was like, it's over.
It's over.
Like, they've got to run a play now because there's no time for them to do what they wanted to do, which was to get themselves in the field goal position.
Yes.
And I was like, this is getting ready to go. It could be the greatest moment ever. Like, maybe Caleb comes through, Rome comes through, but nope. Bears. And I love the people inside of the Twitch chat are like, yeah, the Hail Mary is the one that broke me last year. And that's fair. There are a lot of moments of last year's season where you could be broken. The Hail Mary against Washington, right?
Yeah.
The halftime play at Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
That's a breaking point.
53-yard run or whatever it was.
Them getting their asses whooped by Drake May and the Patriots.
Yeah.
The block field
goal.
The
block field goal against Green Bay, which I thought might have been the worst loss of all of them. And you could like pick your favorite loss.
Pick your favorite loss. What happened on Thanksgiving Day?
Dude, that first half of that game, by the way, your dad's right. It was close. They were in it. But if you go back and look at the first half statistics from that game, some of the most lopsided statistics you will see in an NFL game.
And then Caleb and the boys, they fought back, man. And it was awesome. And then you're like, here it is, man. Here is something for everyone on Thanksgiving. We can all go Christmas shopping tomorrow, and it's going to be lovely. And then, nope. And then there's my little dad just sitting there going,
your poor little dad.
I don't understand.
Bears! What? Bears!
Yes, that's...
Bears! That's what have you done to this man?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, hopefully, man. Who else are the Bears hurt? Show me where it hurts on the bear doll. Here's the bear doll right here. Show us where it hurts, Dad. Where does it hurt on the bear doll?
For him, I'm sure it was his brain. That's where it hurt
clearly,
the most.
But who else has been hurt to the point where they have done things in their life that they wouldn't normally do? Who have been hurt by the Bears?
We will talk with Chris Emma and Mark Grody about the Bears next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.